I don't know what's worse, the 18 months that they obstructed the investigation by Congress, and we have, you know, co-equal branches of government, and oversight is a big part of this, or the fact that they're trying to make a last-minute deal. Okay, we'll give it to you now because you're going to hold me in contempt. What's worse?
Yeah, well... Well, I think that, what's the reality is this is a constitutional crisis, as the Attorney General himself said, of his own making. And the real tragedy in all of this is the American people suffered. And as Liz said, we have a dead Border Patrol agent with no answers to what happened, killed at the hands of her own weapons. And I think the reality is this is a last-minute ploy on the part of the Department of Justice, Eric Holder in particular, to try to circumvent, which was going to be a very bad week next week. Senator Grassley saying he wants to see all the documents. At the end of the day, Sean, they've created this mess. They're going to have a tough time getting out of it.
Last question, yes or no. Does Eric Holder survive? Liz.
I don't see how he does. I think at this point he's lost confidence. You know, Senator Cornyn is somebody who himself served on the Texas Supreme Court, somebody who is a tremendously well-respected, senior, experienced senator. For him to get to the point where he's calling for resignation,
Jay?
The situation is pretty grave.
You agree. Okay.
Time for the Attorney General to step aside. I think he will ultimately. It may be more towards the end of the term here, but I think he has to step aside. I think Senator Cornyn was right.